make hog head cheese.
Hog head cheese. Have you ever heard that called anything else?
Sow.
Mm-hmm. Does it make any difference? Is sow pickled or not?
Sow's. Is it pickled?
Is it pickled?
I really got nothing to say.
Okay. What about, have you ever heard of anything made by grinding up and cooking hog liver?
Hog liver?
Yeah.
Ground it up?
Yeah. Grinding it up and cooking it.
Not talking about ground meat, right? Ground it up.
No. Haven't heard of anything. Okay. Now this, have you ever heard of anything made out of hog blood?
Hog blood. No.
That sound too
advertising. No. No, okay. No.
Have you ever heard of anything made, let's say, you could take the juice from the hog cheese and stir it up with cornmeal and maybe a little hog meat and cook it, and then after it gets cold, slice it up and fry it and eat it that way? Have you ever heard of anything like that?
I think I've heard something like that.
You know, what it was called?
I can't recall. It's been a long time.
Have you ever heard the word scrapple or something like that? Haven't heard of that?
I don't think it was scrapple. It was something else.
What about let's say you kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good? How would you describe it? You say that butter is what?
Mushed. I don't know if you
say maybe rank or rancid.
Mushed. Rank. Maybe that. Yeah, use mushed.
Okay. What, do you know what you call thick sour milk? That some women keep around the kitchen and make things out of it.
Clabber.
Mm-hmm. What do you make out of clabber?
Ooh.
Do you have any idea?
I don't know. I've heard of keeping clabber milk, but I don't know what you could make out of.
Have you ever heard of making cottage cheese out of that?
No, I couldn't say.
Okay. What about, let's say, after a farmer's just milked his cow, what does he have to do with the milk first thing to get the impurities out of it? You say he has to...
Well, we got to... I never seen him go through the process of doing that, but I assume when he's chewing the milk, I know they chew, chewing the milk.
Mm-hmm. This is not talking about things that you eat. This is something that you could eat for dessert. It's a little bit like a pie, but not exactly like a pie. You make it in a deep dish with apples or peaches or something like that, and it has a crust over it. You know, any name for that? It's not exactly a pie. Might be made in a kind of rectangular dish in a deep dish.
You don't want to be talking about fruit cocktails.
No, it has the same ingredients as a pie, with the crust and all that. Have you ever heard of cobbler, apple cobbler, or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you ever had any apple cobbler?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's all.
Okay. Well, what about, let's say a person has a real good appetite, you might say about it, well, he sure does like to put away his...
It's food.
Have you ever heard people call food vittles?
Yeah.
Vittles?
Mm-hmm. Vittles. Mm-hmm.
Who would be likely to say vittles? What kind of person?
Older person.
Do you still hear that much?
No, I heard it a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Several did long, come back to me. Mm-hmm. Either you could use grubs.
Grubs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call this liquid stuff that you might put on, chicken or... Or pork, it's kind of hot and you might make it out of ketchup and just various things.
Mm-hmm. Barbecue sauce.
Barbecue sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Now is a gravy the same thing as a sauce?
The gravy?
Mm-hmm.
No.
What is the difference between gravy and sauce?
Gravy is something that you can make gravy. Mm-hmm. You know it's.